您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 China's railway operators say that they'll roll out female-only compartments starting April the 10th. That's this Friday. It's also when our show turns from 2 to 3 to 1 to 2 p.m. And it's just trying to use the occasion.Anyway, 高铁动卧将设女宾专用包房，这项新服务会给女性的出行带来更多的方便吗？ So, do you think it's necessary?
I wouldn't go as far as saying it's necessary, but I think it's a good idea. I think it's a very humane approach, because we're not talking about a whole carriage that hosts like 200 people or so.Only being female, but we're talking about these individual compartments within a overnight train carriage that only female can book for themselves and, you know, friends, and making sure that this very small confined compartment is only filled with women. And for simple reasons such as, you know, there could be the smelly feet kind of problem, or the hygiene problem, or, you know, just a matter of convenience and comfortableness, that a comfort that you can just choose for yourself for the ladies.
What about for men? I mean, can we choose men-only compartments? I mean, this is just kind of strange to me. I mean, this idea over safety concerns. I mean, you know, are there actual safety concerns? I mean, are there, you know, high incidence of things happening to women in these train compartments that we think it's actually necessary? I mean, I disagree with the practice, but there are stronger arguments for women-only carriages on subways, right? Because there are issues of sexual harassment and groping and things like that. But are there similar issues on the trains of China?
We don't know. I think that's the thing. There's no data there. There's no evidence saying that there is or there is not. But I guess the worry is there, like the concern for female has always been there, because, you know, I have.
Yeah, it's always been there. So why are they doing it now?
Because they're trying to be better, or they're trying to sell more tickets.
I think it's a very humane kind of approach, and that's the selling point here. So giving you the choice of, you know, if you don't want to be in a small compartment of four people lying very close to each other and having strange men in that compartment, and instead you want to have other females to be in that compartment, and you get that choice. I think that's a very logical.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. I mean, because it assumes somehow that just because you are a man, that you are going to do something untoward, or that there is that possibility.
That's not about safety. It's about convenience.
Where's the convenience?
Well, I told you, the smelly feet.
Women have smelly feet.
Well, not so much smelly feet, but for example, things as simple as if you want to change into a pair of pajamas. You know, I know a lot of female or male, for the sake of convenience and privacy, don't change.
Yeah, why would you want? Why would you do that?
But I know there are people who want to do that
to make your journey a little bit more
comfortable. So then we should have male-only compartments so that men can also change into their pajamas and be comfortable and have a sense of privacy. I mean, I don't get it.
Anyway, okay. But I think your argument actually has some truth in that there could be a male-only compartment choice as well. But, you know, don't argue that because there are no male-only compartments, there shouldn't be female-only compartments either.
Well, why are we only offering the one? I mean, I thought we were searching for, you know, an equal society where men and women, you know, were treated equally without discrimination. But all I see now here is that men are being discriminated against in terms of compartment choice.
Okay, well, I think it would be great if everybody gets a choice, but I think this is a start, I think, for at least you can pick a more comfortable choice for yourself if you're
a woman. But yeah, what about men picking a more comfortable choice?
That would be good, right? If it happens
so
in the future.
This is the thing. I mean, this is always the problem. Everyone's always saying equality, we need to be equal, but then when it comes to being treated, you know, giving preferential treatment, say, no, preferential treatment's fine, right? Equality is out the window. Oh, this is a good first step. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But I think there's some serious philosophical holes in these types of arguments, logical holes in these types of arguments that and then women say, oh, no, but, you know, it's preferential, and so it's a good thing. But again, what about equality? We say we want equality for men and women, but then preferential treatment for women is okay. It doesn't add up.
I think because current conditions already favor men, and that's why...
Do they? Do they?
Do they not?
I have to be subjected to women's stinky feet when I go into a compartment, right? Stinky feet is non-discriminatory. It happens to everyone.
Yeah, well, I think theoretically you might have a point, but the reality right now is women may feel more strongly about this than men, and women complain more. I mean, so you should complain, John, and you have every right to complain about there not being a male-only compartment on trains. And if your voice is heard, if it's loud enough, they might add a male-only compartment. But right now the situation is females feel more uncomfortable sleeping in a compartment full of men, and then they're complaining a lot, and then the railway authorities probably heard it, want to appeal to the women customers, want to sell more tickets, and they add a train.
Or perhaps it's just a huge marketing gimmick, and to be honest, I don't think it's going to work, because are there enough women travelers to actually, you know, to fill these women-only compartments? I'm really curious about the business model behind it and whether or not they're actually going to be able to fill all the beds.
It's only four people in one compartment, and also it's not just a hard sleeper
at six, right?
But I think they're talking about the soft sleepers mostly.
Because
the hard sleepers, they're open space, right? They don't have a door. They don't have a private compartment. So there's less of a privacy problem because nobody has any privacy anyway. So,
right. And this is not just the ladies get a choice. You can also book the entire compartment for your own family. You know, it's not... Like, I think I would tend to agree that this is more of a sales tactic, and it sort of makes the high-speed train business's image look better. I still stick with my original argument that this shows that they're a little bit more caring than just coldly saying that, oh, you have to book certain tickets without your choice. I think that's... For me, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. All right. Draco says it's good to know two ways to describe feet, smelly feet and stinky feet. So that's the lesson he got out of this. And Camilla says it's funny that when it comes to stinky feet or boldness, men claim to be treated equally. But when it comes to strength, we are considered weak. And then Koei says, don't be annoyed, John, because there's a saying for us, 存在即合理. So just relax. So basically what exists already. Okay,
there's a reason behind what's existing, but
my point is that we need to be careful about these types of policies. I mean, we need to be very careful about women-only parking spaces. We need to be careful about women-only compartments or subway cars that we see in countries around the world, because it seems as if this type of preferential treatment is working in favor of women, but in the longer term, it actually only provides to further weaken their standing in society.
I actually do not disagree with you, John. I think you have a very good point. I mean, similar instances can be those female-only parking spaces that appeared in South Korea and is also seen in some Chinese cities, that they're lined in pink and somehow they're just bigger than a regular parking space. And that sounds really gracious and helpful to women.
That's kind of the point that I was making before. I mean, like the argument for women-only subway cars, there's a bit more sense there, I think, in terms of safety than there is with these compartments, these female-only compartments.
Why is that? I think they're very similar.
They're not similar because there are documented cases of groping and molestation going on the subway, on the subways of Seoul, on the subways of Tokyo. Where are the documented cases of molestation going on Chinese trains? And so that's what I'm saying. And so if you can give me that evidence, maybe I'll be like, okay, yeah. But here that there isn't. And even
maybe it's just we don't know it, right? It doesn't mean when we haven't heard it. It doesn't exist.
So there are known knowns and there are unknown knowns
and
known unknowns.
Like that.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying because we have never heard it doesn't mean that it's not a problem. Anyway.
Yeah, and I think there's a difference between protecting women and also from certain perceived dangers than giving people a little bit of convenience and choice. I just don't see what the big deal is.
Yeah, and Camilla's, you know, continues on about, you know, when John said that women are being sort of overprotected already, that, you know, or when it comes to driving, very often people tend to generalize and affirm that women are bad drivers. So there are these, you know, stereotypes that we attach to men and women, and it's very hard to say who is being overprotected or discriminated against. Anyway, and... Okay, Jaffe here says, I'm not sure for now, but it will be a demand because in Japan there are many like similar services to avoid sexual harassment. So talking about the subway.
But yeah, exactly. But also, I mean, Japan has some of the worst gender equality in the entire world.
Inequality.
Worst equality.
Equality.
Yeah,
oh,
worst
yeah,
as in there is none.
Or there is
very little. And so should we be, you know, looking to Japan and South Korea? Yeah, of course, they are more quote-unquote traditional. But again, in terms of gender equality, they don't have a very good track record. And so I really do wonder, should we be looking towards them in terms of learning these types of lessons?
But I don't think we're looking at their experiences necessarily, because they're talking about protection. And here, I think we're talking about convenience and choice. So I think these are
different. So then women have more choice. Women deserve to have more choice than men.
Well, men, you can also book with your buddy or whatever, you know, that's fine too.
But I don't have the choice of a male-only compartment, do I?
Well, I think you'll need to file that complaint, John, since you feel so strongly about it.
No, actually, there's nothing wrong with what John is arguing.
Why
for,
not?
For a male-only compartment, you know, make your voice stronger.
And In Japan, it's only during rush hour when they implement the female-only policy.